We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 2, verse. Yeah, which verse is it? 36. On the board is 36. Okay, good. And then there's 37. Also following. Kindly repeat. Vimucha tam imam bandham avidya kama karmajam sarva bhuta surich chanto maitraha karuna atmavam. Vimuchyatam imam bandham avidya avidya kama karmajam sarvabhuta surichanto maitra karuna atmavan. Vimuchya, having become free from tam, that imam, this bandham, bondage, avidya, due to ignorance, kama, due to lusty desire, karmajam, caused by activities, sarvabhuta, of all living entities, surit, friend, shanta, very peaceful, maitra, friendly, karuna, merciful, atmavan, self-realized. Okay, then I read text 27 also. Mochaye grastamatmanam yosin mayatma mayaya vikridito yayaiva ham krida mriga iva dama. Repeat. Mochaye, I shall disentangle. This is verse 37. Oh. You don't see it there. Or maybe you do. You can. I speak it and you can see it for the ear. Grastam, encaged. Atmanam, my soul. Yosit maya, in the form of a woman. Form of woman. Atma maya, by the illusory energy of the Lord. Vikridita, played with. Yaya, by which. Eva, suddenly. Aham, I. Krida mriga, a controlled animal. Eva, like. Adamaha, so fallen. Translation. Because of identifying oneself with the body, one is subjected to desires for sense gratification, and thus one engages in many different types of pious and impious action. This is what constitutes material bondage. Now I shall disentangle myself from my material bondage, which has been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy in the form of a woman. Being a most fallen soul, I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog led around by a woman's hand. Now I shall give up all lusty desires and free myself from this illusion. I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. Reading purport. This should be the standard determination for all Krishna conscious persons. A Krishna conscious person should free himself from the clutches of Maya, and he should also be compassionate to others, to all others suffering in those clutches. The activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are meant not only for oneself, but for others also. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. One who is interested in his own salvation is not as advanced in Krishna consciousness as one who feels compassion for others and who therefore propagate the Krishna consciousness movement. Such an advanced devotee will never fall down, for Krishna will give him special protection. That is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is like a play toy in the hands of the illusory entity and is acting as she moves him. One should come to Krishna consciousness to release oneself and also release others. So the verses were Vimuchyatam imam bandham avidya kama karmajam sarva bhuta suricchanto maitra karna atmavam mochaye grastam atmanam yosin mayatma mayaya vikridito yayae vaham krida mriga iva tama. Because of identifying oneself with the body, one is subjective to desires for sense gratification, and thus one engages in many different types of pious and impious actions. This is what constitutes material bondage. Now I shall disentangle myself from my spiritual bondage, which has been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy in the form of a woman. Being a most fallen soul, I was victimized by the illusory energy and have become like a dancing dog led around by a woman's hand. Now I shall give up all lusty desires and free myself from this illusion. I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Ajamil ki jai. Exemplary example. We have so much to learn from him. He's speaking very nicely. Of course, he did have, in my mind, there is this, yes, but he did have a good background in his childhood from birth. He was born in a Brahmin family. He was trained up that way, but then he fell down. But then it's amazing, first, how can he fall down? It's being so, born in such a nice environment, then how could he fall down so dramatically? It was just like free fall, in a sense, because living with a seri prostitute. But then, and then coming to this point where, well, such a lucky soul that he calls his latest son, who's just a small boy, while he is 80 years or something, then he names his son Narayan. And then he calls for Narayan very lovingly. Also, hey, Narayan, come and eat. Narayan, come. So we could take from that. And he had, okay, Panchatattva, come and eat. This ice cream, I'm sure you will like it. It's very nice. Let's get over to Radha Govinda and see what they have there. In any case, he was lovingly calling for his son, was named Narayan, and then that was going on. And then, of course, then he's taking a, sounds like a midday nap or something, taking a rest there. And then Yamadutas appear, and then he gets scared like anything. Why not get scared? I would also get scared. Anyone. They are not to play with. Still, he is calling Narayan. Then he's calling Narayan, and if he's conscious, with who? I think still he's calling for his son. And then the Vishnu Dutas appear, as you're well informed about the story here. But then the Vishnu Dutas comes. The Yamadutas come, and then the Vishnu Dutas come, and they stop. And that's in this conversation between the Vishnu Dutas and Yamadutas. And he's witness to this, what a lucky soul. And then I think he says here that he's trying to say something to the Vishnu Dutas there, but then they disappear. And then he wake up out of the near-death experience, out of the nightmare. And then, of course, it was a nightmare. We can say it was someone could have said it was a dream. Maybe it was a dream, but it was a real dream. Or we can say if the proof of the validity of the experience was his reaction. So I used to say, if you chant japa there, and then you see Krishna, okay. And then you think you saw Krishna, okay. And then you say, yes, I met Krishna today. I saw Krishna today. Yeah, it was in my japa, it was very nice. Well, you may say, oh, it was very nice, yes. but if you will not say, oh, it was very nice, as just another nice thing. Unless there's an emotional response, nothing really happened. I mean, if there should be some effect of the fact of the experience. I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays in his Shikshastakam, when he asked, when will there be tears from my eyes and my voice choke while I chant the holy name? So that's when you really chant the holy name, then you cannot chant the holy name. Because your voice will choke. This is a warning, okay. Don't get too ecstatic. you may not get your rounds done. Hare Krishna. Okay, so there will be an effect. There will be there's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, emotional effect. There's an emotional response to the chanting. When you really chant the holy name, there will be an emotional response. And if there's an emotional response, they also manifest in the external. To some, maybe you can keep it back, but there may be tears and then choking of the voice and things like that. Because there's also shakings and trembling and whatever, hair standing on the end. Because then Lord Chaitanya, what is, how does he say? He says, well, you know, when will that day be when I'm chanting and, you know, my voice will choke and there will be tears from my eyes. Let's see, what does he say then? That he speaks when? When in the future? And then in the next verse, what does he say there? He says, in the next verse, that's Nayanam Galara Sudaraya Varanam Gadgadarudaya Gira Pulakaya Nishitam Baput Gira Tavanamik Brahmi Bhavishyati. That Bhavishyati will be Bhavishya Purana, you know, the Bhavishya Purana, the Purana about the future. what will come? When will it be so? When will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? And when will the hair, when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? So that, then something happens. Yugayitam nimeshena shakshisha pravisayitam. Sunyayitam digat sarvam govinda virahename. Feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. So there's tears. Tears coming from. But it doesn't say that he has met Krishna, but he's feeling his separation very strongly. So in one sense, you can say the meeting, was it meeting in separation? Was it service in separation? Meeting in separation. when you meet, you may feel the separation, okay. Then you remember, that's been so long time since I saw you. When did we meet last time? It's something in that you may experience the pain of the separation in the meeting. But here, Lord Chaitanya experienced feeling your separation. I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain. And I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. So that, you know, when you found such a wonderful thing, then all other things becomes tasteless or pale or gray. It's like, this world is like a cave. I did once visit Postonia cave. I suppose all you from Slovenia. Many of you have visited Postonia, I guess. Maybe not, because you're living here, so you don't care too much. That's usually if you're living in a town, like in Stockholm, where you live there, and you know, who cares about this and that? But then a tourist comes, I must see this, I must see that. Okay, so Postonia is this great cave. Being in there, but actually, well, then the man is found a stalactite, and I don't know what the other is called. But in any case, there's something that looks like a couple, and something looks like a tortoise, and something looks like I don't know what. They have to kind of make some kind of the user imagination to create some sense of the whole thing. So they specifically point out, yeah, here is a couple standing here. Okay. So we can say that the Postonia caves is like the material world. The world is like, well, when for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu it's like that. It's meaning. It has no value, because you meet the real value. Okay. Also in the Bhagavad Gita it said, you know, that the self-realized soul, there is. It's indifferent to pebbles or gold, it's the same. It's like, you know, I mean, this is gold, but then when you receive something else, maybe a diamond. But in a case you have received it, but when you got something else that even more valuable than gold. And of course, how was that story? There was Rupa Sanatan Goswami, I think that's that Sanatan Goswami chanting japa. And then there is a worship of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva comes. He asks him for some boon to get some touchstone or something. And then Lord Shiva comes and says, yes, you should, in the dream, and says, okay, in a dream again, a dream. This valid dream. That you go to Sanatan Goswami, he has, I think he said it was a most valuable thing. And he did say it was a touchstone. And I guess he's looking for a touchstone. So then, okay, then the Brahmana wakes up. Well, where is Sanatan Goswami? Let's go there and find the touchstone. We'll ask for the... So the ghost comes to Sanatan Goswami and asks for the most valuable thing. Or he gets his touchstone. Say, okay, let's here, take this touchstone. Okay, well, actually, it was like this. He was saying, okay, where is it then? He says, well, it's lying on the garbage pile. Come and take it. And then the Brahmana takes the touchstone, and oh, lo and behold, when he touches the iron, it turns into gold. So his fortune is made. Most valuable thing. But then he comes to think, a little bit like Dajamil here. Something happens and then he becomes thoughtful. Why is this like this? I mean, Ajamil in a way is saying, you know, I was attracted to all these stupid things, you know, valueless, terrible things. Now I'm going to change my life to get the real value. So in the same way that the Brahmana says, no, I'm... What was this? Why he touched him? Why was lying in the garbage pile? They come to Sanatan Goswami. Hey, you know, you didn't give me the most valuable thing. What's? Why did he put this on the garbage pile? And then he said, well, I will get. Well, you really want the most valuable thing? Then go and throw the touchstone in the Yamuna. Okay. He goes throws the touchstone in the Yamuna, and then he comes back, and then Sanatan Goswami gives him the Hare Krishna mantra, beads or something, and initiates him into the chanting of the holy name. And thus, the Brahmana gets the most valuable thing, the real value. And here also, Ajamil is, we can say he's getting the most, he got the most valuable thing. He got enlightened or freed from the illusions. He could see things in his proper perspective and then redirect his life in a proper direction, in a different direction that will lead him out of ignorance. Tamasima Jyotigama. He gets out of the tamas of the ignorance and goes for the light of Krishna consciousness. So when we got the real thing, you know, other things will not be very interesting. Maybe they're there, but then it will fade away, the attraction. So here also, so today here Ajamil, he says, okay, he then understands, he really becomes so clear, his ignorance isn't undue entanglement in the material existence. And then he makes a strong resolve to change. And that's maybe we in our way here, being Western, more from the Western background, I think all of us here. Maybe if you come from India, you have... And you're brought up in a somewhat pious family. Maybe it's not so obvious, but for us, maybe we've been living, being born and grown up in this modern Western materialistic society, and then coming to Krishna consciousness, and many times, at least sometimes, then our resolve seems at least stronger, strong resolve. Yes, I want to become Krishna conscious. I want to perfect my life. I don't want to be stuck in this sinful, dark civilization. So here is Ajamil, so he has a turn, it's a real turning point, because this is not the end of the story. Then he just leaves everything behind, because he's enlightened, and goes to, what's it, Haridwar, yeah. Stays in some ashram there and engages in devotional service with determination. You know, now he realizes, I've not a moment to waste. I can't allow myself to be dragged away. So with determination, with a strong resolve, he goes and continues. And then, wonderful, you know, there comes an airplane and picks him up. Transcendental airplane at the end. Okay, Hare Krishna. Well, there's more in the purport. Well, he gives, it's a nice way in the verse. He says also, like, it's very attractive. His ideal, the idea here about the devotee. I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities. And always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. Friend of all living entities, and that also in the Bhagavad Gita. If it starts in the 11th chapter and the end, or then in the 12th or 13th, says Krishna speaks, he's in several times, and a little bit different, says, and who is a friend? And it's a friend to all living entities, describing the devotees. They're dear to him, so he did give description also being a friend to all living entities. So the devotees are friend to all living entities. We should be friends to all devotees also. Friendly. So that is a tough, you know. It's easier. It's many times, not all the time, but many times it's easier to be friendly to the economies, giving a book, then we're friendly with the devotees can be more difficult, maybe because we know each other better. So, you know, there's less illusions. And then the challenge is to work together, stay together in some way or another, and serve Krishna together. Because we are getting more close to each other and learn to know each other. Okay, Hare Krishna. Sankirtan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, maybe I have some lecture comment. Okay, yes.
Treba mi pomoć, ko će da prevodi? My translator. My English is not enough.
Okay.
Thank you for your class, Maharaj. Često imam sam sebi jedno isto pitanje. Mnogo puta sam čuo važnosti svetog imena.
I often ask myself about the same question, about the importance of the holy name.
What did you say? Importance of the holy name.
Many times I listen to important holy name.
Okay.
My realization, ne shvatam to jako ozbiljno.
The my realization problem is that I don't take the query seriously.
Important holy name. Yes. many time morning no wake up. I like holy name wake up.
Yes.
Like that means I don't understand.
You don't chant.
I don't understand how much important holy name.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't understand. We don't really see the deities either. We don't understand. Well, jumping. I was told that Prabhupada at one point said, "If you actually saw the deities, you would faint." So it's a little bit like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to the Jagannath Mandir. At least when he first time entered the Mandir, then you see Jagannath, he just goes into ecstasy and faints. So that is when we really see, then we faint. So that way, yes, yeah, so we see something, okay, yes, you said something. We have some understanding, we have some experience. I mean, you have, if you never would have had any experience of something when you chant the holy name of the Hare Krishna mantra or worship the deity or something, I mean, you wouldn't be here. Why would you, at some point, a little bit, you get something, Krishna gives sometimes. Small drop or something, or a big drop, and therefore that kind of gives it. No, it's therefore we become awake to that. It's real. It's not just imagination or some belief. It's real, because you had a real experience at some point or another, to some degree or another. Maybe it's small. But what is the difference between small and big? In any case, how much can you drink? A small cup or big cup? In any case, you got something. Therefore, you're here. Adyamir got something. So he went to the ashram in Haridwar. And then, of course, in the ashram, say, "Oh, this is Adyamil. Okay. Oh, he had a near-death experience." Okay, they were absorbed in their sadhana or worship, and so we are here together, and we got some experience. It's something that turned our life. Well, maybe we were looking for something because we experienced that life was not so funny, so happy, or you know, whatever we tried, we didn't turn out we wanted, and then. Isn't there something more? And then thinking something more, and then immediately Krishna from within can reciprocate and gives us a book or something. Hare Krishna. Okay, but so we keep going. Okay, keep going. Don't stop. You will keep going. You will all keep going. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Zašto vidim da najradije bi promijenio mnoge, a ne bi baš sebe? I onda komentarišem zašto ovi rade ovo, zašto radi onaj, vidiš šta mi se dešava, ali ne bi baš da mijenjam sebe. Koja je to vrsta lažnog ega? Zašto se tu lažni ego buni?
I would like to change everything. Devotees, mentors, others. Only not myself. Instead of myself. I hear this many times. But it looks like I want to sincerely work on others. Instead yes. of myself, you know. Yes. Like
very good.
Jako dobro, jako dobro.
Yes, I shall become a. Huh? I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities.
Moramo postati velikodušni prijatelji svih ostalih.
that is, you know, because in a mind we think that I'm merciful, I'm kind, you know, I'm
going to help them,
okay. And they don't like our help.
And then we
say they're stupid. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Nice realization. Okay, any other? Well, it's...
Many often we have the feeling of that our chanting very dry, sometimes even painful. Yeah, and sometimes even painful too. Like we sometimes feel really headache when you try to chant on round.
You say you had a headache when you chant.
Sometimes when you try really on round and can have a headache, you know. For me, it comes often in the late time, in the last year. It comes that sometimes we get the small drop and it feels nice, but most of the time it got really dry.
Okay. I don't know if that's what the Christians call the dark night of the soul. You heard? I just got some kind of concept there. So, one Christian said that the mystics, they would sit in the cave and meditate or pray, and they would feel confident that in 40 years, I just jumped in 40 years, something like 40 years, it will take some 40 years. Now, then I will get something. And because of that hope for that, they were sitting in the cave, praying, meditating. So, of course, now we start to read the 40 years in Krishna consciousness. Like, you know, at some point, there is some hope or understanding that something will come. Okay, but the dryness, and you work really hard and get a headache also. So, well, it was a somewhat mundane book I read, but they were speaking about brain waves. You know, there's different frequencies. Alpha level, maybe, what do you call beta level, on gamma, not gamma, theta, delta. But I found it quite interesting because the concept of alpha level was... And then they figure out that the brain has kind of functions in an electromagnetic way, and it goes in waves or cycles. So then some smart guy wanted to test what happens with someone who is meditating, who is in a trance state. And they thought, wow, here's a special pattern. It's alpha, alpha, alpha. Alpha waves. And then after that they thought, well, what happens in a regular consciousness? Oh, that, then they found there was another rhythm that was beta level. Alpha came first and then the beta. And then they found that there was... So the beta level, the regular consciousness, then there's about 15 or more cycles of this electromagnetic cycles in the brain. In the alpha level, they count something, there's something from 8 to 14 or something cycles per, and what was it, second, must be second we're dealing with. And I guess whatever it is, doesn't matter. And then you can go below alpha level, and then it's even deeper. Then you start to enter into deep meditation. Okay, but the point was that in the alpha level, it's more, if you're a little bit more contemplative, meditative, we can say a state of more of a trance, much more happens. Much happens when you're on the beta level, you know, a lot of things goes on, but actually nothing happens. Nothing constructive is accomplished. Maybe that's kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. You will find. Whereas in the when you cool it down, and in a more meditative, then what you meditate on has much greater chance to actually become a reality. And it's more likely that you have meaningful coincidences in your life. Now, what they said had, so their secret, their focus was not exactly on self-realization, but they still touched upon something, because they also realized that there is some kind of a kind universal intelligence. Sounds like they got some insight into the Paramatma. Okay, so the point there was just one phrase. There's, what was it now? Relaxed focus. Something like relaxed focus. If you try to desperately catch it, it will evade you. But you're in a contemplative, meditate, take a deep breath, you know, some pranayama and, you know, things, a little bit of deep breathing, slowly kind of cool down the brain a little bit, and then chant. You will not get a headache, and it will be more satisfying than if it's to say desperately trying to capture it. Of course, we may also be good at that. I'm desperate to get Krishna. I'm really anxious to get Krishna. But there is a certain relaxed, contemplative. Well, we said transcendental. This Krishna consciousness is transcendental. So, you know, so when you actually are Krishna conscious, you're transcendental. And then when you're transcendental, when you're Krishna conscious, then you're in contact with Krishna. So their experience was that when they're on the alpha level, they're more in contact with that universal intelligence. Then, but the interesting with this gentleman who kind of did this, he said, I don't define that as God. God is to whom we pray for something higher, whereas his. Because you can pray to Paramatma also. Okay, so there is here like a God, then there is a Paramatma, then there is Paramatma. Is there? I mean, it's always in our heart, and it's in everyone's heart, and you know, whatever you desire, basically speaking, well, he says yes or no, and he manages all these affairs. But we are not worshipping him so much. We worship him, Krishna, who is in his own transcendental abode. We don't exactly. Well, you can pray to Krishna for material gains also, but basically we pray. That's another level. But the point was, be transcendental, a little bit meditative. Maybe a little bit in a relaxed, and be focused at the same time. Okay. Relaxed and fall asleep, but being focused, then you will. It's a good continuation. You can try it. Be relaxed, meditative, with a focus, with a strong focus. And that's also our kirtans, bhajans. You know, it's. In the beginning, when we had Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, a little bit desperately, desperate, I don't know, when intensely chanting. But nowadays, now when on kirtans, bhajans, many things, it's very contemplative. You know, it goes, start slowly, peacefully, you know, you put in a little mood, and then maybe it builds up, and you don't need to do anything to make the kirtan ecstatic. When you do it nicely, it just comes as a natural sequence of the chanting and the contemplation of the leader of the, and then actually everyone is put into a different state, very close to Krishna. Then Krishna is very close. Actually, he's not very close, he's there. Well, yeah, that's what we could say, he's close. Okay, good. Time is finished. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.